Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to another of the Coaching and Connection Call series called The Love Up. And the reason why it's called The Love Up, because I believe that we all need a little bit more loving in this world, especially now. And it's important for us all to get that love anywhere we can, as often as we can. And in particular, for all you ladies, especially you moms, who are giving so much and giving so much and giving so much, I want to provide an ongoing space for you to come and feel held, feel loved, feel supported, feel connected, and walk away with some tools and ways of empowerment. I've created these calls for those of you that have never met me before. I'm Sierra Sullivan, and I'm so grateful and happy that you're here with us, either live or listening to this recording. I have been in the women's empowerment field for over 15 years, so I've seen a lot of movement and evolution in the time that I've been doing this work and tuning in. And as a result of that, I have so many different philosophies, pieces of wisdom, tools, techniques, teachings that I want to make accessible. I want to bring them to all of you in an easily accessible way so that you can take them into your life, because there's no point in hiding them, you know, behind programs and opt-in walls and any other ways that it would be hard for you to get these tools. So I'm trying out this new format in the sense that I'm coming on every Monday night to gather us up. This is a very, very intense time that we're living in, not only because we're seeing the consciousness, the shadow consciousness playing out in the world stage, which is our shadow consciousness, your shadow consciousness, my shadow consciousness. But I'm also seeing a massive awakening. And so you've got these two energies that are highly polarity, that are, you know, big in polarity. And really it's about bringing us out of the conversation of the me into the we, which is a lot more I can say over the weeks to come. I've been getting a lot of powerful information about the me to the we and how that's going to impact our financial systems and everything else that that impacts. Topic for another time, or maybe not. Maybe I'll still talk about it a little bit today. But really, I realized that things are a little bit more intense for everybody. And if we don't have a space to come and connect and feel more grounded and understand that we're not so crazy and that what we're seeing and what we're experiencing and what's happening both in our own awakening and the awakening of the collective consciousness, which is why so much darkness, perceived darkness, is up and in our eye line. It's because we're in an evolutionary time. So these calls are my gift to you, so that we can elevate quicker and move out of the dark and become more enlightened because if we change, the world changes. So that's why I'm doing these calls, and I'm super happy to have you here. We've got, right now we've got one person on the line. We've had many women on the line, and if you're listening to this recording, thank you so much for being here. So we're going to start today's topic. Actually, there's different topics every week. Today's topic is it's about your moon cycle, but I have a little, tuning in to your moon and your mood cycles for better flow in life. And I'll get into that. These calls go anywhere from an hour to 90 minutes. So just so you know, to map out that amount of time. And I will give a bit of a introduction to the topic after we go into a meditation, which we're going to do in just a second. And then we will open it up to any questions you have. So today may be a short call because so far we only have the one tried and true, our fabulous sister Sarah, here with us at this moment, but maybe more women will hop on as we go deeper into this conversation. So I invite you at this time to put away any things that you're looking at, put away, clear your lap, close your eyes if you're in a space to do so, if you're not driving. We're just going to drop in together. We're just going to open up some space and open up some availability to receive what is here for us today. So closing your eyes, sitting comfortably with your back erect and your butt firmly on a seat. And you can have your feet on the ground or you can sit cross-legged, as I like to do for the most part. I just want you to take some breaths on your own. Just begin with becoming aware of your breath. Simply the awareness of your breath will probably have you shift your breath ever so slightly. See if you can begin deepening your breath, just taking in a little more oxygen, a little more intentionality. And with every exhale, see if you can exhale even more energy, even more stagnation. Maybe make a few sighs. Just allowing yourself to come into a slight stillness as best as you can. Connection into your body. We're going to be talking a lot about our body today. So just feeling into your body. Breathing in, finding the pleasure of your breath. Breathing out. Oh, feeling the surrender, the release. The exhale, feeling every part of it. Whatever it is that you're letting go of, let it go with every exhale. Breathing in, feeling the power of your capacity, of your ability to take in the breath, the energy, the life force of your lungs. Breathing out, dropping into just a deeper availability and receptivity to this time, this space. You've chosen to be here with me, hearing this message, connecting in with this virtual sisterhood. Finding the pleasure in all that I'm saying and all that you're moving through with the breath and whatever way your breath wants to move. Noticing with every inhale, with every exhale, what might be different. What might be being soothed? What might feel less tense? What's available for you in the sensations of your body? Just noticing and breathing in deeply, out powerfully. Just wanting to align your systems. Calm some of the nerves or the anxiety that may be present for you with everything that you've gone through today, maybe in the last few minutes, maybe in the last few weeks. Know that you're here now. I've got you. We've got you. Keep breathing. We're going to get through whatever it is that we need to get through together. You are not alone. You're fully supported. Here now, always, and always. And we get to open up to that. We get to see that more clearly. We get to begin to believe it, even if it's just the only knowing that you're feeling supported by the chair you're sitting on. If that's the only support you feel in your life at this moment, allow yourself to feel that support fully, right? There's nothing you need to do to be held by the seat that you're sitting on. That you're simply being supported simply by sitting here now and bringing awareness to what support feels like. The subtle smallness of the chair or the couch or the bed or the floor. Supporting you now, physically. And the support of this sisterhood, the support of myself and the wisdom that I long to bring to you to enrich and empower and awaken and alive in your life. So just breathe that in and release it with a nice long sigh. And we'll do that two more times. Breathe it in and release it with a sigh. And one last breath, breathe it in. Make it count. See if you can bring in just a little more air at the top and hold it. Hold it. Sip more air so you're so full. You feel the capacity. You feel your heart open. You feel the beating of your heart. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and release it. Just find a moment the stillness, the space of release, the space where something may be different, peaceful experience, even if it's just a drop. And lick that drop up. And take it in and allow it to expand in your body, expand in your nervous system, expand in your heart, expand in your muscles, expand in your bones, expand in your brain. Notice if there's any more stillness or peace that just came in as a result of that. Give yourself another exhale. And whenever you're ready, you can slowly and gently open your eyes and come back into space with us. All right. Yeah, you know, it's these breath exercises, the connection to our breath, it's so important that we remember. Remember that we can at any time come back into our own bodies and breathe and ground and ask the heavens and ask the earth and ask ourselves to be there, to be in the support. Last week we did a lot of conversation about support. I'm very apologetic because we did not, we. I am the we are the we, it's the me, the we, but I'm not going to blame you because it was me who did not hit record. So unfortunately, that call will not be in the archives. So what are you going to do? Maybe I'll resurrect that topic for a future date and we'll talk about it again because we can all use more support and more ways to support ourselves. That being said, let me look at my notes here. This week's topic, and pretty much every week, will be in relationship to ways that we can navigate these fascinating times. And this one was inspired, actually, from a book that I've had the privilege of being introduced to and have been listening to on my walks, and it's called Rise, Sister, Rise. If you haven't heard of it yet, I can't remember the name of the author. I think it's a woman named Rebecca something, but the book title is Rise, Sister, Rise. And it is a profound reminder for me. Like I said, I've been doing women's empowerment work for 15 plus years. I've seen lots of evolution of the mission and the messages and the rising up of the divine feminine in so many ways, and it's so good and so juicy, and we're just getting started. The evolution revolution, love-olution is here, and we're in a massive shift. And when we're in that massive shift, sometimes things can get incredibly chaotic. Incredibly chaotic. I mean, as I talked about last week, the very process of evolution itself is a chaotic process. It's Barbara Marx Hubbard, another great resource to write down, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Conscious Evolution. She talks about that we are in a time of the pattern, you know, every so often, I think every thousands, you know, some series of time, and you can read about it in her work, we go through an evolutionary cycle as a universal energy species. And we're now in that cycle again. So of course things are falling apart, things are awakening, lots is happening. And the book, Rise, Sister, Rise, is a profound reminder of the magic, the medicine, and the importance of the rising of the divine feminine and how that can specifically look and how that has occurred over, you know, these last couple of, you know, decades, not centuries, next centuries. I don't want to say that it hasn't happened over centuries, but specifically probably in the last 50 years or so, we've seen some incredible movement towards this new evolution, especially in the way of the women coming back into our power, coming back into right relationship with our divinity, of our feminine energy. We've seen men embrace their own feminine energy and also now develop more right relationships with their masculine energy, the evolved masculine energy, so that we can come back as the right aligned union of those two energies, masculine and feminine, magnetic dynamic, yin and yang, give, receive, however you want to say, it's just the duality that makes up the unity. So I highly recommend that book. And this topic was inspired by that book because as I was taking a walk the other day, I was listening and hearing her remind me of the power of our natural cycles as women and the power of tuning into nature and that we are all nature. Of course, we have created little pockets and pods of cities and structures that have us feel less connected to nature, but we come from the earth equally as anything has come from the earth, because here we are as part of planet earth on planet earth, and that means we are an extension of nature. So I'd spoken about this a little bit last week as well, where if you want to see truth, simply look to nature. Maybe I didn't speak about it last week on the call. I spoke about it last week, actually in a live talk that I was giving. Nature really will show you the truth. When you feel out of sorts with yourself, when you're feeling disconnected from the world, when you're feeling something's off with this planet or the society or the structures or whatever it is that's triggering you, turn to nature for the truth. Be reminded of the deeper knowing that you already possess, that you have had since before you even incarnated, what you have brought into this lifetime, and allow nature to reflect back to you deep truth of how things are. And a quick example of that is abundance, right? We are living in a time where we have built a model of money and exchange that scarcity is woven into the very model. And I'll just say this quickly because this I'm really juiced up about this topic and maybe it'll be next week's topic. Scarcity, our monetary system is for every dollar that is in circulation, every physical dollar bill that is in circulation is attached to $3 of debt. You can look this up. There's videos about this. There's a whole long thing about how our monetary system works. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can Google how does the Federal Reserve work and how does the monetary system work. And you can watch the movie Zeitgeist, which is a really profound movie. There's three evolutions of that movie, first part, second part, third part. So the whole idea of debt economy is what builds in the mindset of scarcity. Right, so we live in an illusion of scarcity, and yet nature reflects back to us abundance. Right, you look at a tree, and there's an abundance of leaves. You look at a patch of grass, and there's abundance of blades of grass, an abundance of life within that grass, a little patch of grass. Remember that movie, A Bug's Life, I think it was, or maybe it was the movie where they shrunk, or maybe I just, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I think. It was back in the 80s, where they go into the grass, and it's like just a whole world, right? Whole ecosystems in this little patch, right? Abundance is everywhere in nature. Everywhere in nature. And yet, for some reason, we bought into this idea that life is full of scarcity. So that's what I mean by when you're feeling out of sorts with something that you're being shown or being told or that you're living into and it feels off to you, it's because you're believing something that's not true. A great quote that one of my mentors brings up often, and I think it's in the Bible, the truth. Oh gosh, I can't believe I'm blanking on this. This is so funny. I've gone through a little bit of an energetic upgrade over the last couple days, so I'm a bit wonky. So who knows what's going to come out of my mouth tonight? here it is. Thank you. The truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. If you do not feel free, then you are believing in something that is not true. It's a powerful, powerful quote, right? The truth will always set you free. So if you're not feeling free, examine what untruth may be in your life that needs to be freed, that needs to be re-examined. Find the deeper truth. Okay, little bit of a tangent, but all super important. Nature. It's why we're talking about this. Rise, Sister, Rise inspired me because I have been, over the last couple of years, really tuning into not only my own mood cycle, but the moon cycle. And a lot of times we talk about how we bleed in the cycles of life, and I'm also going to talk about that today, but I want you to know that if you are somebody that is past your menstruation, or for whatever reason you have, you've had to have surgery or had something go on with your parts that you do not bleed, this still applies to you. So although I will talk about menstruation and the cycles a little bit in today's talk, know that the tools and the techniques and the teachings and the overall conversation that I'm having applies to everyone. It actually even applies to men. And so I'll start by saying this. I started to realize before I got in tune, well, there's three parts to my story here. I started to get in tune with my actual menstruation cycle because I didn't want to be on the pill anymore. And I didn't want to, but there was not a lot of options for birth control that felt good to me. And the last time I tried, I had an IUD in my body thinking, that's great, 10-year birth control, it's non-hormonal, IUD. Oh, my body was pissed. My body was so pissed. She wanted nothing to do with that IUD. And I didn't ask her if I should, I didn't even consult with her before I put it in. And she rejected it at first, and I allowed them to put another one in, and then it was 2 years of excruciating pain and heavy bleeds, and I was like, I'm done with this. And I've also made the choice in this lifetime to not bear children. And I deeply desire to keep it that way. I would love to give my energy to all of you, and all of you to be able to give your energy to the children that you bear, so that those children can be loved, and somebody's got to love the mothers and the women, and I'm here to love you. And I don't necessarily, not to say other women can't do that, but for me, my choice is not to have a child in this lifetime so I can give more to my mission. And, so I decided, well, okay, I got to track my cycle. I have to track my cycle. So I got this thing called Cycle Beads. You can actually, there's an app for it now. And I started tracking my cycle so that I knew when I could have unprotected sex with my husband and when I had to wear a condom. And I started to really notice a real power in just tracking that. Now, this has been 4 years or more since I started tracking I think I started tracking in 2012. So 5 years I've been tracking my own cycle, and I have noticed a massive difference in how I'm in tune to my body. I know exactly when I'm ovulating. I know all the fluids that come out. I know exactly when I'm done ovulating. I still track just to make sure with the app, but I'm so tuned into my body that I can mitigate some of the problems that come from not tracking, whether it be a wrecked pair of underwear or, you know, an out of the blue mood swing that, you know, wrecks a romantic evening with your man, or, you know, an opportunity to go hang out with friends, or a business meeting that you're about to take on, and you just get blindsided by your emotions. So leads me to the next part, right? Our emotions. So that's phase one. I learned to track my cycle. It was incredibly powerful. So those of you that still have a need, or still in a menstrual cycle, I recommend Cycle Beads if you're wanting to be off birth control or don't have another method, or maybe just do it anyways, even if you're on birth control. The pill helps you track, but any other type of birth control doesn't necessarily help you track. So I highly recommend that. It'll really be empowering for you to get that deeply in tune with your body. Now, the mood cycle, and then we'll go to the moon next. Mood cycles are really important. What I started to realize, this is where the men come in. I started noticing that, I knew I had, you know, my PMS time, and then I also started noticing that I had ovulation energy that was more like PMS, right? But what was really fascinating is starting to understand that my husband also has mood cycles, right? Now, he's very in touch with his feminine side, but I don't think that really has anything to do with this. I really just think it's a human thing, and we all have our cycles. We're all, you know, governed by moons and the cycles of life. Life is one cycle after another, and to not acknowledge that or to not pay attention to that is kind of silly, really, when you look at it, because we pay attention to fall, winter, spring, summer. We pay attention to, most of us pay attention when the moon happens. Most of us pay attention to the sunrise and the sunset. Most of us pay attention, you know, to these things as a whole. We've gotten way far away from it as far as deeply communing in relationship with these things. But yet we track it. We track fiscal years, right? There's all sorts of ways that we track cycles. So to think that we don't need to track our own cycles to understand and help with the flow of our life and the ability to navigate intensities, mood swings, upsets, is just ridiculous, right? The information's there. It just takes a little bit of tuning in and commitment to making sure that you track this. And what it does is it allows you to not get blindsided or stuck in these traps and these patterns that have you question yourself or question your abilities or question your relationship or question anything, right? You just go, oh, this is my pattern. Here it is again. Okay, next, right? You can be in your pattern and not get like, oh, woe is me. And then years go by and you're feeling horrible about yourself and you've been trying to build a business or trying to evolve yourself or get this, you know, finish your schooling or have a child or whatever it is that you're attempting to create in your life. And you're feeling awful about yourself because you haven't just tracked the ongoing things that you feel have been getting in your way. So with Rano, my husband, I started noticing, because I was so good at tracking my own cycle and I sort of had myself in a rhythm, it was very clear after a while that about 2 or 3 days, sometimes it can be right on the eve of my PMS, he would get PMS. No, I don't know what we'd call it. I'd call it MMS, masculine menstrual cycle, or masculine manic cycle, MMS. MMS, which is I'm a mess. He would just lash out for no reason. And knowing that that was happening right before I was in my most phase, it was not pretty for a while before I figured it out, before I was able to go, whoa, wait a second, I'm sensing a pattern here. It was ugly. It was downright ugly because I would react and he would react. And I was like, that's my period. Let's mock up me and make it all about me, not the we. Anyways, it was fascinating. But I figured it out and I said, huh, I wonder if this seems to be a pattern. And I brought it to his attention. And he was like, I think you're right. And now, even though he's still not tracking as well, I am. And I warn him now. I'm like, oh, honey, I'm coming up on my PMS. So I bet in the next couple days, you're going to get really grumpy and really grouchy. And he does. Or if I'm not paying attention so much and he starts to get grumpy, I can say, oh, this is your MMS. And how can I love you? Because tomorrow I'm going to need the love from you because I'm going to go into PMS. And so it really does help where we had been just kept fighting and fighting and fighting and then questioning our relationship. So tracking your cycle can really, really help you. It can help your partner. It can help your children, your sisters, anybody, friends. It's really important to do because you will start to see a pattern. And I'm going to offer you a very specific tool that I will post in the Fun, Fabulous, and Feminine Girlfriends group. I'll post, I have what I call is the moon and mood cycle chart, cycle tracking chart. So you can hang it on your wall or put it in a notebook or carry it with you and you can just sort of track. And it takes about 3 months to really see a full pattern because 1 month you've got the data, next month you can compare the data, third month, now you've got a pattern. So it really is a commitment. But if you hang it on your wall or somewhere that you can, you know, you see every day, even if you sort of just track every other day in the period of a 28-day cycle, you'll begin to notice a pattern. And then you'll be able to work with that pattern. And then you'll feel less crazy. So that's basically that. And then I'll add in the moon part of this, right? The moon cycles every month. We've got the waxing, the waning, the full moon, the new moon. And you may notice that you have a relationship with your moods and the moon. You may find that, like, I absolutely know that Rano and I, maybe more him than me, but I don't want to say that necessarily. I don't know if that's true. If he was here, he might have something else to say. And I do believe he's actually going to be on the call next week. So just I will let everybody know, but I think he's going to join me next week for whatever the topic is. And you definitely want to be there for that. So Rano gets pretty intense around the full moon. Things just feel more like Whoa. And as we know from, even if you Google this, like, you know, more people get thrown in prison, things get more harried around it. More 911 calls, like full moon. There's a reason why, you know, all the lore and the werewolves and things happen on the full moon. It's the fullness. We have reached fullness, and in fullness, there's nothing more to do but express. It's like, right? But you may find that that may not be for you. In fullness, you may want to retreat, depending on other personality things of you or other factors. And so tracking your moods specifically in relationship to the moon cycle, you're going to just be able to really know what phase of what is good for you. Now, you can look this up. Full moon is great for celebrating your accomplishments, for really acknowledging that which you have created from new moon cycle, as well as also forgiving. That's a great time for forgiveness. So you may be find yourself in a full moon time, stuff about self-forgiveness, people you need to forgive, shit that's been going on, maybe up for you. And again, by tracking it, you're going to start to see a pattern, and you're going to be able to harness the power of the moon and your cycle and your knowledge to mitigate disruptions in your flow. Because let's face it, when we're feeling crappy or caught up in an old thought pattern, we're not that productive. We're certainly not in manifestation mode. We're certainly not in joy, pleasure, play, and fun. It becomes really tough to get over those hurdles. And if we know that they're coming, if they know that they're a pattern, we can create ways to navigate, right? Because that's the beautiful thing about a pattern. You see the pattern, and then you decide, I don't want this pattern anymore. I can be different. Or this is the pattern, and this is really how it is for me, then I'm going to take extra care of myself when I know my pissy part's coming, or when I know my overly energetic part is coming, or even when you're feeling super alive and ready to like get down and get some things accomplished. So a lot of information for better flow in life. The new moon is a great time for, it's darkest, right? It's darkest. So I'd be curious to see what kind of moods you're having around the new moon. Typically the new moon is for setting your intentions. It's the womb space. It's literally the womb space. It is the darkest time. And so it has the ultimate creativity before the light begins to come into, bit by bit back into the, whoa, yay, forgive. I forget, the waxing moon and the waning moon also have their own potencies. I was joking the other day, I have so many friends of mine that are deeply in tune to the moon cycles, and we all host and create amazing events, and whenever we create our events, none of us can go to each other's events because we're always doing them on the full moons or the new moons. So I thought, the poor waning moon and the waxing moon, they've, those poor little parts, which are equally as potent in their own right, kind of get swept under the carpet. They don't get as much acknowledgement as the new moon, full moon, and there is some power to the waxing and the waning. And I know specifically, I can't remember off the top of my head. I have to look more deeply into this, and I don't want to take the time right now to pull up my notes necessarily to find the file. But sometimes those times, the waxing time and the waning time, have things to do with going on a cleanse or changing habits or signing contracts or making commitments or things like that. They have their own energetic alignment. So looking into that, and then as well as tracking where you're at and where you're feeling and noticing the patterns, will allow you then to plan your life more specifically. If you're an entrepreneur, you can plan your specific launches, your specific sales cycles, your specific client intensives, or whatever you're needing to do around these cycles, your cycle and the moon cycle. If you're, there's just, all different ways that you can create more intentionally, more purposefully, and set yourself up to win when you understand this information. So let's see if there's anything else I want to say about this before we get to the questions. It is a commitment. It's something that I haven't fully, even fully tracked in the way that I would like to track. So I'm excited to reintroduce this tool to you all and in the girlfriends group, which is a link. I'm sure the link, anything related to these love up calls, any announcements I make, any resources that I might've shared, topics, recordings, all that jazz can be found at lifestylized.com/love-up, all one word, all lowercase, lifestylized, STYLIZED, lifestylized.com/love-up. And, you know, you can find everything there, including the link to join the Fun Fab Girlfriends group if you're not already part of that group. So I'm looking forward to reintroducing this tool to everybody and supporting each other and really actually taking the time to track. I'm going to print mine out. And I have a pretty good gauge because I've been tracking for so long, and maybe I don't need my chart. And at the same time, I think there's something really potent to discovering more about myself. So I look forward to getting your support in creating, you know, my own tracking as well, my continued evolution of my tracking. So I will post that PDF in the Girlfriends group under the files section. I think Facebook may have changed it. I was looking for that section the other day, but regardless, I'll find a way to post it. If I can't find it in a files where you can find it easier, I will post it. I'll either have it posted on the Love Up so you can download it, or I will have it posted in a thread and then you'll just have to search for it. Okay. I think that covers it, and I'm going to open up to questions. One of the prompts that I have, just so you know, and everybody listening, you can come to these calls with any question you desire. It doesn't have to be related to the theme at all. Sometimes I know it's hard to think, you know, all week you're like, yeah, I could use some help. And then when somebody says, how can I help you? I don't know if you can help me. So that's okay too. That's why I always like to have a little prompt that is related to the theme. And today's prompt is, where do you feel you have been out of alignment with your natural cycles or body? Oh, that reminds me. Yes, I do have one more piece of teaching and wisdom to offer you. I was listening to a really powerful call by a woman named Kara Gilligan. Her website is wakingbeauty.com, and her course that she's teaching is called Sacred Wealth. So I think you can search her name or her website or Sacred Wealth and see if she pops up. I can post a link to her call series as well in the Facebook group, in the Girlfriends group. Anyways, really powerful stuff around the new money evolution that we're in and the new economics of God and consciousness that's coming out, that is happening as we're waking up and moving out of this old paradigm of lack and scarcity and Babylonian money magic and all sorts of really crappy ways that this current financial institution and structures have been set up to not support the evolution of life in the highest form. I was listening to her call yesterday, and she's so speaking my language. I've been channeling all the same information. I don't even know where it's coming from. Well, I kind of do, but that's another topic, another tale for another time. She was reminding me as well of the ways that we have been disconnected from our bodies in this world. And some of the deeper work that I do for women is I help women get back into right relationship and realignment and deep reverent connection to our pussies, to our sacred portal of life. And from that, I've discovered so much mystery and wisdom and power that is available to all of us that are pussy owners. And that reminder of yesterday's call, when she was talking about how much the way that our society, our culture has been set up, has been deeply steeped in some of these gnarly rituals and rites of passage that the men that are running our governments and men that are running our monetary systems and running Wall Street and running our corporations have been doing for, you know, I don't know how, probably hundreds of years in the guise of fraternal and brotherhood organization, where they have been taught to disassociate from their body's needs in which to be in this false sense of power, this distorted patriarchal masculinity power, and that's what's ruling the earth. And so there's so many ways every single day that we are disconnected from our bodies, and we're not listening to our bodies, and we're not tuning into our bodies. And so what I just talked about is a perfect way to get in right, deep, powerful relationship with your cycles and your body. And then, of course, you know, you could always go deeper and do a pussy reclamation ritual with me if you live, you know, closer to me or whatever. But really, our bodies are our vehicle to connect in this tangible world. We are spiritual beings born into these physical bodies for a reason. They are deeply connected to the matrix, the beautiful earth matrix. And if we're not tuning into them, we're missing out on so much information that will guide us, our intuition, our knowing, our sensuality, our sexuality, our ability to commune and connect, and our telepathic connections, and our just, you know, on and on and on. So I wanted to add that piece in because every time we deepen our availability and our connection to our bodies in whatever way that looks for you, through our breath, through physicality, through loving our bodies and nurturing our bodies with the right foods, healthy, nourishing, non-toxic, non-GMO foods, and make right choices for ourselves, we are consciously shifting out of the old paradigm. So it's really important, not just for you to thrive and feel radiant and well and available to live your life in the highest expression as possible. It's also essential for the ascension and the evolution of humanity for each one of us to be tuning back into our bodies, because without our bodies, we're no longer here. And if we want to stay here and we want to be part of this continuously, we want generations to live on and thrive, then let's do the work. Let's do the work now, here, today, and do the work individually for the collective. Do it for me, do it for we, and let's do it for the collective. Okay. All right. So time for the cues. That was a long and lengthy teaching today, and I get on my soapboxes sometimes. So hopefully that was of use to you. The prompt today is, where have you been out of alignment with your natural cycles or your body? Right? There might be somewhere where you're like, yeah, I'm absolutely not checking in with my body. And I'll say this one last thing before I open up. One last thing. I realized that today I went to a grocery store and I just worked out and I was planning on going home and making a smoothie. And I rarely ever eat grains, or I'm pretty conscious about organic and, you know, whatever. And somebody was serving a sample, and because I was so hungry, because I just worked out, I worked out a little later than I normally do, and so I hadn't eaten. I was super hungry, and I was like, oh, what is it? And it was like a little chicken nugget and some French fries with some barbecue sauce. Something I wouldn't necessarily eat. I eat chicken. I wouldn't actually eat a chicken nugget. Probably wasn't gluten-free. French fries, meh, here and there. Barbecue sauce, not usually, because it has a lot of sugar in it. But because I was so hungry, I just was like, oh, yeah, I eat chicken. I'll have some chicken. I put it in my mouth and I realized I didn't even take a second to even check in with myself to feel if that was accurate for me. I just went on instant gratification. Wait, I'm hungry. Oh, there's food. Yes, I eat that. I'm going to eat that now. And immediately, as soon as I ate it, I felt like crap and it didn't serve me. And I was reminded of what Kara had talked about yesterday, of the instant gratification is deeply steeped in where we've disconnected from our bodies as a culture, and so much more than that, and where we're still participating in all the old ways. And it was such an eye-opener for me. I was like, wow, how quickly out of a, you know, when I'm feeling the need for something, or I'm feeling like, oh gosh, we're, you know, I just quickly make a decision and not check in with my body. I had checked in with my body, I would have said, no, I can wait 2 seconds. I'm about to buy a nutrition bar. I can eat that instead. Time me over till I get home and make my smoothie. So it could be the subtlest ways that you've ignored your body. So if that prompt feels accurate, you can certainly ask me a question. I can support you. Where have you been out of alignment with your natural cycles or body? And is there a question for me in that? Or is there a need to just speak about something or whatever you need support on? And if that's not really what you're feeling and you have some other question, I'm open. And because we only have one other person on this live call, dear Sarah, I'm going to just let you have a question, and I'm going to unmute you.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Okay. So the first question I actually have is, you mentioned cycle beads in the beginning. Can you explain that and maybe tell me where I could possibly find those? I've never heard of them.
Yeah, so you can physically order them, and they actually is like, they look like little rosaries. So they're beads, and they track. Okay. It's a little rubber band that's on the. It's a circle, and you put the rubber band on the red bead the day that you start menstruating, and then you move it along every day, and it tells you right. So then it goes into the red beads, the red bead to start, and then other red beads, and then it goes into white beads, which has your ovulation cycle, and then it moves back into a slightly different colored bead that then tells you you're out of ovulation and safe to have unprotected sex. If okay. with a little partner, then you're not going to get a disease from, which you have. But yeah, so you can physically get the beads or and order them, and I used to just hang them on my bedside or hang them in my bathroom. But now there's technology, and there's an app, and it's literally, if you Google your app store, Google your app store. Jeez, Google's really gotten in, hasn't it? Search out your app store. That's telling. Search for it on your app store, and it's called Cycle Beads. And they have two in the app. They have two different ways you can track. They literally show you the round cycle beads and where you are, and they tell you where you are in your cycle, or there's a calendar as well if that works better for you.
So. Okay. So like you, interestingly enough, I actually quit taking birth control probably 12 years ago, very much for the same reasons. I just felt like it was so toxic to my body, and again, just... it made me depressed, feel crazy, just completely and totally erratic at times. And I just completely shut it down. So I have actually been pretty good about tracking my cycle for that period of time. But I didn't actually notice really until I got into your group and in, sistership circles and whatnot, that it did coincide with the moon. So I have really figured out that especially the full moon, energetic wise, I'm just through the roof, just crazy, and also I'm really curious to know if it's common for your, as you are expanding energetically, is it common for your cycles to switch? Because that seems to be happening with me. Have you had that experience?
In fact, with no science background, I'm just going to speak to my own understanding esoterically of this. I actually, when I started getting called by spirit to do some of this deeper pussy work, because I was tuning so deeply into that part of my body, I started to bleed every 2 weeks. My cycle went.
Me, completely. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah. Every 2 weeks. And of course I likened it to, wow, I'm really moving some energy down there. And I think, because of course period is a cleansing time. It's a cleansing time. It's an invitation to go deeper inside of ourselves, to commune, to listen to our bodies. And so I think I was being asked, but first of all, I was probably cleansing out a lot of stuff. And for you, even though you may not be as pussy or, genitalia focused for whatever reason, maybe you are, maybe you're not. I would say based on what I know about you and the amount of excavating that you're doing in your emotional realm and your relationship realm, that it doesn't surprise me that you're bleeding a lot right now. It might also be a an age thing. It might, I'm 42. This happened, around 41. It could be just sort of an age thing, but my sense, my overall sense for myself and for you is that it's happening because there's more clearing in your divine feminine. You're clearing out old energies, and your womb space is the ultimate, creation space. And so it needs to release those energies. And last 2 weeks ago, I was so, I don't know, actually I'm going to rephrase it, because I wasn't sick. But perceivedly, it would seem that I was sick, but I was in a getting well phase because I was clearing out energetically a lot of old muck that I had been carrying that I got clear, I no longer needed. And I was coughing up phlegm. I think I mentioned, you knew that when we connected that week, coughing up so much phlegm. I didn't know where this was coming from. Phlegm is a carrier of muck in your body. And it was way more than a cold. It was clearly an energetic excavation for me. So I believe that too can happen in our womb space. And so, you know, be mindful of it, obviously. If it's associated mm-hmm. with any pain or discomfort that you're noticing, then absolutely go and have it checked out by a gynecologist. But if you're not noticing it, because for me, I had no pain. It wasn't like, oh, maybe there's fibroids or maybe there's, you know, it only happened 3 cycles in a row, and then I got even again, or maybe 4. It was a period of time, not too long that had me concerned, but long enough where I was like, oh, that feels accurate to what I was shifting out of in my life, because it was the first second chakra issue that I was mm-hmm. you know, moving through. Which is, you know, ancestry and sexuality, and actually even third, my power. So it was all in that area. So does that feel accurate to you?
It does feel completely accurate, which is one of the reasons I asked you, because if I went and said that to a doctor, they're going to tell me that's completely inaccurate and you're crazy. But I actually have been doing a lot of work in that area, a whole lot of work, especially when Jeremy's not here. And it seems to be, I might go maybe 2 or 3 months with 2 periods a month, and then it'll be normal for just a little while. And then it'll be, you know, but I have no pain. There's no other issues whatsoever. And so that's what made me feel like it was probably energetic. Yeah. So,
Yep, exactly. And trust your body and know that, you know, you'll stabilize. And I think the more you even tune in more, and especially start noticing also your ovulation cycle, and just see if there's anything off or different about that. And if that seems to be stable, then it's, to me, that feels like your body's just purging, right?
Well, literally my cycle has actually completely flip-flopped.
Ah.
So, yeah, it's really interesting. But that just, you know, my intuition is telling me that it's completely energetic. But yeah, completely switched over. So just really interesting.
Well, that is really powerful, right? Because yeah. you are energetically flipping over and shifting. So mm-hmm. your cycles, right? This is this interesting, like, it's like we've been like this as a culture. Or yeah, like this as a culture. Mm-hmm. And when you just like sort of, right now it's like this, right? So I'm literally just, where two things feel fall apart, right? And the polarities are shifting right now. There's a massive polarity shift happening. So that absolutely makes sense that you would, if you're shifting, that your cycle is going to flip, right? Because
yeah.
you got to realign with who you are now.
Right.
Right? Can't keep the same old cycle and you're over here. Like, what? I don't even know how that would work.
I know, right?
How does that work? I don't know. Your body's like, oh, go over here. So that's actually a really good sign.
Yay. Okay, so one more quick question for you then. I'll just go ahead and take the space.
Yeah, you got it, girl. You showed up. You get it.
Okay, so in those times when you're feeling really, really out of alignment, what are some methods that you employ yourself to, you know, just kind of bring you back into your body when it's, okay, say maybe it is PMS. I know always go back to breath, but do you have any other exercises or anything like that that are very helpful to you?
Oh, yeah. So good at knowing what's what, because I'm tracking, I can plan my weeks a little bit better, plan my days a little bit better, and cancel okay. meetings or shift things. So I would say when you're feeling off, pissy, whatever, the best thing you can do is clear as much off your plate as possible and go into resting energy. However that may look, right? Resting, rejuvenation, inward time, curl up with a blanket, you know, just pull anything that's unnecessary that you can get off your plate, get it off your plate. Obviously you've got kids and they have their demands and their needs. Do your best and attempt to get them to be in nesting phase with you, whatever you can do, you know, just know that and give yourself permission. Nothing needs to get done I wrote down, I don't have, oh shoot, my notebook, my other notebook's in the other room, but I realized that some of the ways that I've been tied into the black magic of money based on yesterday's call with Kara is when I push through because I think something needs to get done when my body's telling me to stop, and it never wins. It never works. It's never helpful. There's nothing more important than self-care. I was having this other conversation with somebody about wealth. The biggest wealth we have as human beings is our health. It doesn't matter. If we are unhealthy, no amount of money, no amount of love, no amount of material objects, no amount of anything matters if we don't have our health. Period. It's the number one, number one, number, number, number one. Right? You can't enjoy any of that without your health. Mm-hmm. It's miserable. We all know it's miserable to be sick. So we have to start deeply allowing ourselves to listen. Or pay the price later. We will pay the price. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So clear your decks when you're feeling off. And the other thing is, even if, and for me, I'm like, oh, I gotta go for a walk. Like, I gotta move my energy because I am getting really upset with everybody around me. And if I'm not, like, it's like a volcano's gonna erupt. And so, well, the volcano can erupt or I can move my energy. So for me, just simply even just going for a walk is super useful. And I'll walk as far as I can for as long as I can till I move my energy. I usually put on an audiobook or some sort of inspiration, which I know you're really good at doing, just mm-hmm. get me out of my head. And as we talked about in the first Love Up call that we did, which there is a recording of, everybody, you've been so good to post your songs, you know, get moving, right? Get a song on and just start to like allow it. Take a hot bath. Just nurture yourself. Give into it. Don't fight it. Because if you fight it, it's going to come up somewhere else anywhere. It's going to come up even bigger and worse. Or you're going to be stuck in the limbo trying to fight it while not being productive in any way or helpful in any way to anything else you're trying to do. So put the white flag up and be like, all right, I'm going to take the next 2 hours, or I'm going to take the day, or I'm gonna, whatever it is you need, or I'm going to go for the next 20 minutes and I'm going to walk. And then come back, and if you still need more, give yourself more. Like, pull out all the tools, everything.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, like, there's no one tool.
Yeah, even though I've really, really gotten a lot better about allowing myself to even just take a nap, I still get into the same cycle of, in my mind, I feel guilty because normally, if little Jeremy is taking a nap, then I could be getting something done. So I'm really trying to hone that in. Yeah. And, you know, it's okay. You can take a nap, or you can just sit on the couch and listen to a meditation or whatever it may be. But I do still find myself stuck in that, like you say, do, do, do. And I don't have to.
In fact, it's not overly supportive to the overall, you know.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Be really mindful of that. And I get it. It's like, oh gosh. And then you're in a time racket. Oh yeah. He's asleep. I can get something done. I don't know if I'm going to really get it done. It's, you know, you have a lot of variables being a mom, as all moms do.
Right.
Your life becomes, you know, a we. and yet there's a time to do and there's a time to be. And you know, we can't force it. We just can't force it. It's not helpful. It's not supportive. And being is an act of doing.
Mm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And it took me a long time, even as I teach this, it took me many, many years to really get that. And now I have a much bigger understanding of it and a mastery of it. And we're unraveling thousands of years of conditioning that, you know, we've valued the doing, we've valued the productivity, we've valued the tangible results. And the being space allows you to shortcut to the doing. Because even though you may feel, oh, I gotta get this done, like one of my questions, and I think I talk a lot about this in The Art of Effortless Feminine Manifestation, which I think you watched all those. Mm-hmm. Anybody else that's listening, I have a free course, and that resource is linked on the lifestyleeyes.com/loveup. So you can find free access to those calls. But when we get in the do, as you just said, reflected back how I say that often, we're going a mile a minute and we're doing what we think we have to do and we're missing the information. So one of the things that I like to reflect on for myself when I'm, in fact, this happened to me the other night, I was feeling the stress of having to get something done and the crunch of the time. And I asked myself, what's going to be the most pleasurable, easiest way to get this done? Because I was starting to get, right? And I'm like, oh, wait, okay, I'm off the mark here. And when I asked myself that, I don't even remember what it was specifically. Apologies, I don't have the exact example. My life travels at a light year pace these days, so I'm already like on to the next thing. And what I realized was just even asking that question allowed me to see the path of least resistance. And I took it, and then it ended up getting that task done in a quarter of the time that it would have taken me, I think because I asked somebody for help or I was able to connect and ask a question. I forget what it was, but it was a very simple solution to something that in my, gotta get it done, I wouldn't have
thought of
that. And then I would have actually wasted more time trying to get it done than had I just leaned back, listened, right? But that's really what happened. I just asked the question, what would be the easiest way, path of least resistance, most pleasurable way to get this done? And then it was like, bing, bing, the idea came in, I acted on it, and it was done. So, yeah. Lot of power in the being. Lot more power than we even realize. Tons.
Mm-hmm.
Energy saving, day saving, time saving, life saving. Right? If we can just remember this, the being is the doing. Let the being be the doing. You'll get to do. Oh yeah. There's no not doing.
Right. Yes. I'm definitely, especially in the past 6 months or so, I've gotten a whole lot better about that, mm-hmm. but still the guilt will creep in. So I just have to check that. But yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Yay. Good. All right. Any other questions while you got me?
I think I'm good for now. Yes. Great call. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Giving me a chance. Or I'd just be talking to myself. So I'm going to announce a few things. I realized, when I was speaking a little bit earlier, I was actually showing Sarah something because we're on the video. We're only posting the audios of these because it's easier for people to listen than it is to sit and watch something sometimes. So, those of you who didn't get to see what I was showing Sarah, what I did was I had my hands, well, I don't even know how to describe it, but, ask me about it next time if you're curious. If you feel you missed out on something because you only are listening and not seeing this, you can ask me about it. But I just want to acknowledge that. Couple of announcements. Some really fun things are happening. So next week we're going to be bringing my husband Rano in. He comes into these calls every now and again to give the man's perspective. He's a highly intuitive, powerful, evolved man, and you will absolutely love him. And he's got lots of great tools and resources to share with you. Do not have the topic for that. I think it might be something around living your purpose because that's one of his expertises as well. But tune in to the Fun Fab Femme Girlfriends group where we always post the invitation details for this call. It's going to happen the same time next week, which is Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. There is a fun event happening this weekend. If any of you listening to this live in the Los Angeles area and happen to be listening to this, I'm doing one of my sacred temple of the sacred chalice. It's the pussy worship reclamation ritual work. So you can email me at sierra@lifestyleeyes if you're interested in that. It's kind of invite only. I don't really promote that so much, but if you're listening to this, it might have sparked your interest because you heard me talk about my deeper work. And that's November 4th. And then if you ever want to connect with us live and in person and go go into the deep, deep, fabulous evolutionary places that Rano and I bring you, we have been invited to teach a retreat at the 1440 Multiversity, which is a new higher consciousness spiritual learning center in Santa Cruz, California. And that's coming up on December 3rd through the 8th. It's a super amazing price to go and be immersed in a 5-day retreat in the Redwoods and have all your meals covered and your housing covered. So if that sparks your curiosity, again, go to lifestylize.com/loveup. And all the details for that retreat is on there as well. And the link to register takes you right over to the 1440 Multiversity. And if you have any questions, you can send us an email. You can post things on the Fun Fab Fem Girlfriends group. And I think that's all the announcements. So before we close, and it's only you again, Sarah, but do you have a favorite frame that we'd like to share from this call?
Favorite frame. You know what? I really, really love the portion that you speak about abundance in nature, because we do have such a scarcity mind frame. And when you really think about, like you said, the leaves and the grass and the fruit on the trees, and there is no lack. There's so much abundance, and the system. That's something that I have really actually been studying for maybe about 10 years, the financial system, and truly is just amazing how people get so turned around. So I'm really interested to hear more about that on another call.
Yeah, it's definitely moving through my body. Great frame. And yeah, it's this whole last few days I've been deeply steeped in this new information about where the world is headed and how we can get there quicker, both from a conscious level, a frequency level, and eventually a systems level. So it's really powerful. It's really juicy. It's really, you know, it's very esoteric sounding, and it gives me great hope to move us through this seemingly dark time and evolve ourselves more quickly. So yeah, check more on that to come, and I will post Kara's call series, so you can tune into that if you feel aligned with that. And yeah, more on that topic for sure in the next couple of weeks. We've got to dedicate at least one or two of these calls to our scarcity beliefs and how to break through that, especially in this time. And I love talking about it. So maybe that'll be next week. We'll see. That could be next week. We'll see. I want to maximize Rano too. So we'll find out. To be revealed. Tune in, everybody. Awesome. Well, thank you for being here, Miss Sarah. And for all of you ladies that weren't here, we love you. We love you. And hopefully you're listening to this later and getting the juice from it. And tune in next week. And in the meantime, be on the Girlfriends group and share what's up for you. And let's have some dialogue there. And check out any past recordings and all the free resources that we have available to you on lifestylize.com/loveup. All right, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye.
Bye.